Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Sheila Donnelly. Sheila is the owner of Donnelly Dills, making dill pickles. Now, Sheila, I know you got your recipe from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, from a neighbor. How did you get that recipe?
I was a newspaper reporter, and my neighbor, her name's Diane Nelson. She was winning every pickle contest every year at the fairs, and in Blooming Prairie, they had 4th of July days. So I interviewed her, and she did make the best pickles. She was Czech. I raised my children in a Czech community called Little Missel, and all the women made lots of pickles, and every time you went to their house, they pulled out their really tiny little pickles, and you served that with ham sandwiches. But Diane, hers were different. She kept winning these contests. So I went to her house. She told me her recipe.
She did?
Yes.
I mean, I'm surprised that's not a super guarded secret.
I don't think she looked at it that way. She got it from her mother, and it just was common knowledge for her how to make these pickles. And the biggest secret she told me to make the pickles was to have very, very good water.
Uh-huh.
Don't use tap water. You could use well water because it was really good water, but I use spring water here, or mm-hmm. I use a filtered water when I make my pickles. And another secret was to add garlic powder to the dills.
Okay, so not only chunks of garlic, because I see chunks of garlic
yes.
in your dill pickles, but you also add garlic powder.
Yes, and fresh dill. So during the year when I would grow my cucumbers, I'd pick them small. I had pretty good size little patch, but sometimes they would come different times, so I would pick my small little cucumber pickles, and I'd put them in a baggie, so I'd have so many at the end of the week. So that's how I did it for my family. I had 6 children, and I raised my children on a farm in Minnesota. So I wouldn't have to be doing like 30 jars of pickles at once. So I maybe would do 12 jars every Friday. And then my pickle supply grew and grew. And I would also freeze the dill.
So it would be fresher for use in the
Because it would go to seed.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to have that fresh dill.
Now here in Humboldt County, where do you get your cucumbers?
I get it from Rain Frog Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got into this business sort of by accident. I made pickles for my friend Frank. And he said, these are really, really good, Sheila. You should make more of them. And I kind of got out of canning because I canned for so many years. I thought, really? You want me to make them? I think I made like 15 cases of them.
Wow, that's a lot of pickles.
And just been selling it through word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
I really didn't mean to start a business.
Uh-huh. But that's how it is sometimes, is that you make them, you give them to your friends go, you should start a business, and the next thing you know, you're making a lot of them.
Yeah, next year I'll be making more.
Yeah.
So I already planted the garlic. We did it last fall.
So you have a little bit of acreage here?
No, I don't. I just do it at people's houses.
Oh, okay. So you use some of their land and...
Yeah, my brother has a garden too.
Okay.
It's Timothy O'Leary. I know people know him.
Oh, okay. Okay, with a name like that, of course.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, one of the ingredients in your pickles is salt.
Yes.
And you use kosher salt. Is there a reason why you use kosher?
You can't use iodine salt in it.
Okay.
Pickles. You could use sea salt, but It's pretty salty.
Yeah. I think some of the salts, too, have anti-caking agents in them, and that can make the liquid a little on the cloudy side.
Yeah. Well, mine are a little cloudy because of the garlic powder.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to bite into one of these pickles because they look really good, and they look really juicy. I know. Mom always said, chew with your mouth closed. Wow. This is, like, tart. I'm sure everybody's listening to me. They're kind of puckering. But, that's a good pickle. It's crunchy. It's got good flavor. What are some of the spices you have? Garlic powder. Is that it?
Dill. That's
it. Oh, the dill. And that's it.
That's it.
And you use apple cider vinegar.
It has more flavor.
Mm-hmm. Than white vinegar?
Yes, a lot more flavor.
Okay, that's a good flavor.
That would be probably why it's cloudier to my pickles.
Well, they look good. Now, for your quick pickle, that's a pickle that isn't fermented, so it's a pickle that has the acid is added to it. What's the process for making and canning your pickles?
I just wash them very, very well, set it all up. I put my jars, I wash them in very hot water, boil the lids, pack the cucumbers in. I don't like to cut my pickles. Some people do that because if you have a big one, they taste nicer whole. They stay crisper, I think, that way. Just put my garlics. If I have a quart, I put a garlic clove at the bottom and then I put a garlic clove at the top. So they're very garlicky.
Uh-huh.
And just make my brine. I measure my brine, and when it comes to boil, I have a little...
Like a funnel?
Funnel I put mm-hmm. on top and pour it through there and just seal them up and hot water bath them.
Okay. And what does your friend in Minnesota think about you starting a business making these pickles?
I don't think she knows.
She doesn't even know.
No. But ever since when I moved here, a lot of my friends from Minnesota were calling me on the phone to get my pickle recipe.
Oh, okay. So now you don't use any crisping agents when you make your pickles.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of been a controversy in the pickling arena over the years, whether some of these things actually help.
You mean the alum?
Yeah, alum, which is like aluminum.
Yes.
I mean, why would you add that?
Well, it dries them. I understand why they use that.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of makeup has alum in it, because it takes the sweat off you, too.
Oh, but not something you want to have in your food, I don't think. Well,
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, there's a couple other things that people have used, calcium hydroxide, calcium chloride, and then grape leaves, which I...
Yeah, I've done grape leaves.
Uh-huh. And have you noticed a difference with the grape leaves?
No.
Okay. So,
but people think it's very interesting when they... I used to always use grape leaves. And people would say, what's in here? I kept digging in and I found leaves, I found garlic, I found dill. The grape leaves do help keep them crisper.
You feel like it does, yeah.
But if you really want to use that, if you're worried about it, the biggest thing, you want to make sure your pickles are very fresh. You want to make sure they're not too big, they're too watery.
And then you cut that blossom end off the end of your pickles, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's key, because that's the thing that starts those enzymes that start breaking that pickle
down.
Yes,
it does.
Yeah.
You did your research.
I did do my research. Now, it's your turn to actually try one of my pickles.
Yeah, I have it here.
I brought my pickles for you to try. That sounds crunchy. I'm feeling
good
about
that. She's
got
a very crunchy dill pickle. You used powdered dill?
No, I used dill out of the garden.
That's nice. It's very different than mine, though.
Yeah, it's amazing how you can have two pickles side by side and they can taste so very different.
Yeah, it's very different.
They're just so much fun. What do people mostly use pickles on, do you think? Or do they just eat them?
Well, I just sold some to, I'm a substitute at Eureka City Schools, and one of the ladies I sold a jar to, she put peanut butter on hers and ate them. I don't know why, but...
Peanut butter and pickles.
She liked it, she said. I just said, okay.
She's not pregnant, is she?
No, she's not pregnant.
Okay.
I just think there are people like them with ham wrapped around them, cheese, or on a sandwich. As a garnish.
As a side.
Yes.
You know, you have your sandwich and your pickle and you can go back
and
forth between them. Now, you said you sell your pickles. You pretty much, it's word of mouth, right?
Yes. Right now, I do announce on Facebook when I'm going to sell them.
Oh, okay.
If
so
I'm around.
Facebook page.
And I always have a case in my truck.
Okay.
So I usually have two cases, but they're always going down.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm glad, because then I can start making more.
Yeah.
I think I have like four cases left. So I made a lot of pickles.
Now, one of the things I noticed, like you brought your pickles, yours are cold, probably just from being in the truck, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And mine, I just had in the cupboard in the laundry room, so they were a little on the warmer side. I think that they are crisper. They feel crisper when they're cold. So
yes.
Once you, open them, you just keep them in the refrigerator to keep them crisp.
Hopefully, you'll eat it all at once.
That's true. Hopefully. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and this has been fun talking about pickles with Sheila Donnelly from Donnelly Dills. Thank you so much, Sheila.
Thank you so much for asking me and having me in.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.